and welcome to my 12th and last episode of Discussing Forensics Cases. I'm here with just me today on this very sad last episode, but it's just gonna be me today, and I'm gonna be discussing the case of Amanda Knox. So the case starts out with the suspect, Amanda Knox. She was born on July 9th of 1987 in Seattle, Washington. In 2005, Knox graduated from high school and entered the University of Washington to pursue a degree in linguistics. To go further in her degree, she headed to, and I'm not going to say this right, but Perugia, Italy, where she planned to spend the year at the University of Foreigners. So, excuse me. In Italy, Knox roomed with Meredith Ketcher, a 21-year-old student from London who was also studying linguistics. Soon, while her time in Italy, Knox and Ketcher attended a music concert where Knox met her boyfriend, Raphael. I'm not going to say his last name correctly also. Solintio, an Italian computer engineering student, and soon began dating him. So on November 1st, 2007, Knox was supposed to go to work at her job, and her boss called and said that she was not needed that night, so Knox went ahead and went to her boyfriend's apartment for that night. Knox and her boyfriend returned to the apartment the next morning around 12 p.m. and found the front door open, the windows broken, and blood in the bathroom. She called her roommate, but there was no answer, and she then called her mother, who told her to call the police. So when the police got there, they entered their apartment and investigated. Inside, they broke down Meredith's door, and they found her body covered in a blanket that was soaked in blood. They also found male DNA inside of her. So Knox and her boyfriend were taken to the police station to be interrogated. Knox's boyfriend had admitted that Knox could have left his apartment while they were sleeping, and finally, Knox signed a confession saying that she had returned to her apartment that night and had been in the room next to where she was murdered. In November 6, 2007, Knox and her boyfriend were arrested for the murder of Kircher. 2 weeks later, forensics labs had examined DNA evidence from the crime scene that led to a man named Rudy Gude. I don't know if I'm saying his name right. They had found his fingerprints and DNA at the scene of the crime, and the prosecutor said that Knox and her boyfriend all worked together in that killing. So there were bloody footprints, bloody fingerprints, and just blood everywhere in general. Amanda's DNA was found on a knife at the scene, but dismissed it by saying it was used for, I don't know, knife purposes, cutting up stuff. Oh, that is my dog. Okay, cool. So the DNA evidence linked Knox and her boyfriend to the murder was called for being unreliable. So the evidence linked, yeah. They did find Gwede's blood-stained fingerprints on Catcher's possessions. It was sentenced to 16 years in prison. They also found the bra clasp on the victim's body with Knox's DNA on it. So here we are. This is where it gets a little bit twist and turn. But in April of 2010, Knox and her boyfriend had filed for an appeal, and forensics experts say that DNA used the first time was unreliable, and the defense called a witness who testified in prison. Gude said that Knox and her boyfriend were not involved in the murder, that it was only him. Then on October 3rd, 2011, the murder convictions against Knox and her boyfriend were overturned, and Knox flew home back to Seattle. But in March 2013, the acquittal was overturned and ordered Knox to come back to Italy for the trial, but she refused. But then in February of 2014, Knox and her boyfriend were found again guilty of the murder, but in March of 2015, the Supreme Court of Italy overturned the 2014 conviction, and it would be the final decision. Oh, wow. That is a lot. So, I don't think she murdered him. Or her, I'm sorry. I don't think she murdered her. That's the lot. They also had a nickname. Her name was Foxy Knox. And they said that she was a lady. She performed a lot of Lady of the Evening acts. So she was part of a a woohoo cult. I'm not going to say the actual word, but yeah. A lot of theories surround that, so believe what you want. So my reflection on why I think this case is so famous. I think this case is so famous because of how many times that Knox went on trial and how just this was bizarre. It was an American murderer in another country. It was really weird. A lot of unsureness of the evidence, who really did it. And I kind of felt like everything was all over the place. Nothing was organized. And also read that a lot of detectives and investigators on the Italian like investigation was like ruthless. Like they would like mentally and physically abuse him. So that's crazy. So, which, and they also were very unreliable with evidence too. So I don't know. Different countries, different places. It's gonna be a really short episode. I'm sorry. I'm really tired. I got back from a concert and yeah, it's the last episode too. It's kind of sad. It's the end of my semester. It's the end of my last class with my favorite teacher too. I'm gonna miss him. I'll visit him next semester, but I'm gonna miss having a class with him. I also graduate next semester, so that's pretty cool. Okay, I just got really off topic. I'm sorry. So that's it for this episode. If you enjoyed this series, thank you. And I would say see you in the next episode, but there is no next episode, so goodbye.